This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Russia says it's ready to resume talks with Ukraine, but a Russian strike on police and intelligence headquarters in Kharkiv this morning blew off the roof of the building. There are reports of several people killed and wounded in Kharkiv. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has decried Russia's escalation of attacks on crowded cities as a blatant terror campaign. Nobody will forgive, nobody will forget, Zelensky vowed after Tuesday's bloodshed on the central square in Kharkiv, the country's second largest city, and the deadly bombing of a TV tower in the capital. The invading forces are also pressing their assault on other towns and cities.
As Russian forces move closer and closer to Ukraine's capital of Kyiv, the West is announcing more sanctions. President Biden says U.S. airspace will now be closed to Russian planes. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani on the president's first State of the Union address.
The president sought to refocus the nation on what it can do, opening with praise for what he calls unwavering resolve against Russia's Ukraine invasion.
That freedom will always triumph over tyranny.
And that despite global and domestic concerns,
we're going to be okay.
Saying the State of the Union is strong because the American people are strong. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Biden said last night it's time for Americans to get back to work as he announced new efforts to let people return to normal activities safely after 2 years of the pandemic. But in the Republican response, Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds said President Biden's blown it.
His actions over the last 12 months don't match the rhetoric. It's not what he promised when he took office.
Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds. This is AP News. President Biden's Supreme Court nominee meets today with top lawmakers on Capitol Hill.
It's the first steps in the confirmation process for Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson. Face-to-face meetings with the legislative leaders who are pushing for a quick confirmation by mid-April. In his State of the Union address, President Biden praised Brown Jackson.
Former top litigator in private practice, a former federal public defender, from a family of public school educators and police officers. She's a consensus builder.
Some Republicans say she's too liberal, but Democrats are hoping they'll win a few votes from the other side of the aisle. If confirmed, Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson will be the first Black woman to serve on the U.S. Supreme Court. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The Dow lost 597 points yesterday. The S&P fell 67. The Nasdaq slid 218 points. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.